Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the opinion of Shimon Achi Azaryo from the Mishnah Daf Beis that says that if one shechted a korban l'shem gavoyah mem, something higher, it's kosher. L'shem nomuch mem, if it's something below it, so then it's pasul. And the Gemara here learns it from a pasuk. As Rashi mentioned in the Mishnah, Shimon Achi Azaryo, it's a strange thing, we're calling a person by the name of his brother. So he explains that this goes back to the Gemara in Soito that tells us, in Miten Ish is called Ahon Beisu Behavo, like a Shimon Achi Azaryo, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nevinisio, Kihil of Shavno. The Shimon Achi Azaryo was somebody who did it right. Before Shimon started learning, he made with him a deal. You'll go learn and I'll go work. And doing the deal in advance, it's something which is acceptable. That's really the idea of the shutvas of Yisachar Zvulun. But the Gemara there in Tzoyta says, someone who did it wrong, it came after the fact, then it's too late, then this shutvas doesn't work. Now interesting, this is one of the only places in Shas, the Mishnayos, that we mention Shimon Achi Azaryo. And this is the first place in Shas. Kayadua, when Tanoim, Amoroim said things, many times it connects to their name, connects to what they're called. So the Prei Menachem on Chanukah, Ner Sheni, here Tavshin Nun Dalet, says it. He says that this concept, L'shem Gavoyah Mehem, that whatever you do, L'shem Gavoyah, it's Kadosh. That's exactly what Shimon Achi Azaryo is bringing to the world. You can take Azaryo, Azaryo is going to work, but because he connects to someone who's learning, so Yimele, it's Kaddish. So even though he didn't do the Torah, but he is connected to something which is higher, that connection, that elevated connection, brings him up as well. So the same way a korban, a yushaykh, if it's something higher, is going to keep it Kaddish. Similarly, when a person comes and is toimich, someone's learning Torah, that connection to something higher will keep him Kaddish. And we can add to it one more nekuda, one more deher. Some of the Achronim discuss, when you have a Yisachar Zvulun, and the Zvulun decides to go, he's going to pay money for Yisachar to learn. But Yisachar doesn't end up learning so well. Does Zvulun still get the reward? Does Zvulun still get half the Torah because he devoted himself to Yisachar? Or you say, as long as Yisachar didn't learn, Zvulun doesn't get. So the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Emor brings, and he says clearly, that if someone devoted himself to let someone else learn, even though that person did not end up learning, he still gets the reward. He says, even if that tabichokha ain't no meashleimim, he's not perfect. Still, the zvulun will get a perfect reward because he did his part. Efshar, that's the remez that you have in the words of Shimon Achi Azaryo. When a kachim is going to something higher, so even though it's loyli shmoy, even though it's not the perfect match, it's still Kaddish, because it connects to something higher. As the Prei Menachem says, the one whose work is connected to someone learning Torah. So that's the remez. Even though it's loy lishmoy, meaning it's not perfect, meaning we're not doing it the perfect way. Remez to what the Chassid is telling us, that even though the loy mit Torah is not doing it perfectly, because the one who's working is connecting to him, he still gets the full reward. He still considered to be Kaddish. And that's the Hemshech HaGemara, that there's a tzad in the Gemara that's even Meratzeh. Meaning when you come and you do a korban l'shem gavoyah mehem, it's going to be a good korban. Efshar could be a completely good korban. Not only lishma, it's going to be Meratzeh. According to this means, someone who puts himself to support someone learning Torah is Shimon Achi Azaryo. Even though there's loyli shmoy involved over here, even though you don't have the exact match the way it's supposed to be, he still gets the full reward. To join or to sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.